KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Marissa Hovde reporting for KJAN Sports. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Melissa Dixon scored 23 points to lead Iowa to an 86-63 upset of number 20, Texas, on Friday night in the first round of the Maggie Dixon Surf and Slam Classic. Dixon was 5 of 10 from three-point range. Jamie Printy scored 21 points, and Morgan Johnson had 20. Bethany Doolittle added 10 points for Iowa. Samantha Logic had 15 rebounds and 14 assists, setting an Iowa school record for assists in a game. The previous record was 12. Iowa led 41-21 at halftime. Iowa shot 52% from the field for the game, while Texas shot 38.9%. Texas had 16 turnovers, and Iowa made 24 points off those turnovers. Nika Mpikali led the Longhorns with 13 points and 12 rebounds. Imani McGee Stafford had 12 points before fouling out of the game, and Cassidy Fussell had 11 points. Shabazz Muhammad hit a go-ahead three-pointer with 1:01 left in overtime to help UCLA upset number 7 Missouri 97-94 on Friday night and extend the Bruins' winning streak to 5 games. Travis Ware, who finished with a career-high 22 points, added a jumper with 12 seconds left to close out the Bruins' first win over a top-10 non-conference opponent since 2007. Phil Pressey missed a three-pointer with 5 seconds to go before Lawrence Bowers grabbed the rebound and missed a three-pointer in front of the Tigers bench as time expired. Muhammad tied his career high with 27 points. David Ware scored 16. Jordan Adams had 12, and Larry Drew II added 12 assists for the Bruins. They came in 0-2 against ranked opponents this season after losing to Georgetown and San Diego State. Pressey finished with 19 points and a career-high 19 assists, including all 12 of his teams in the first half for the Tigers. Keon Bell and Bowers had 17 points each, Ernest Ross added 16, and Jabari Brown had 14. Kevin Pangos made 7 three-pointers and scored 31 points to lead number 13 Gonzaga past Baylor 94-87 on Friday night. Kelly Olynyk added 21 points, Elias Harris had 17, and Gary Bell Jr. added 12 for the Bulldogs, who shot 52% from the field. Pangos went 10 for 13 and finished 2 points shy of his career high. Pierre Jackson led Baylor with 26 points, Isaiah Austin had 20, and Corey Jefferson added 13. The Bears also shot 52%, but attempted 21 fewer free throws than Gonzaga. Gonzaga didn't hold a lead until 4:53 remained in the first half, but never trailed after halftime, leading by as many as 12. The Bulldogs drew 2 quick fouls on Austin, a 7-foot-1, 220-pound freshman, after halftime, and he went to the bench with 3 fouls. Harris then completed a 3-point play to give Gonzaga a 47-38 lead. James Johnson made a 3-pointer at the buzzer Friday night, lifting the Sacramento Kings to a 106-105 victory over the New York Knicks after blowing an early 27-point lead. With time running out, John Sammons found Johnson above the top of the key, and Johnson's shot left his head just ahead of the final buzzer. The shot helped the Kings avoid a collapse after building a big lead late in the first half. Marcus Thornton scored 18 points, and Johnson had 17 for the Kings. The Knicks played their second straight game without injured Carmelo Anthony, who leads all Eastern Conference scorers, averaging 28.5 points per game. Anthony has a hyperextended left knee, and is hoping to return January 1st when the Knicks play Portland at home. Chris Paul scored 29 points, and the Los Angeles Clippers rallied from a 19-point deficit in the third quarter to beat the Utah Jazz 116-114 on Friday night, stretching their winning streak to 16 games. Ex-Clipper Randy Foy's three-pointer at the buzzer was contested by Matt Barnes, but no foul was called. Foy finished with a season-high 28 points for Utah. Paul scored the Clippers' final 7 points, most from the free-throw line, as Los Angeles extended the NBA's longest winning streak this season. The Jazz led 74-55 with 8:08 left in the third on a pair of free throws by Paul Millsap. But the Clippers outscored Utah 29-14 the rest of the quarter to get within 88-84 going into the fourth. Jamal Wilkes' jersey was retired by the Los Angeles Lakers last night, putting the smooth forward known as Silk in company with the franchise's Hall of Fame stars. Wilkes was enshrined in the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame this year, and the Lakers hung his number 52 on the wall at Staples Center during halftime of their game against Portland. Wilkes was visibly touched by the honor, choking up while thanking his fellow Lakers greats. Jerry West, James Worthy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Elgin Baylor all showed up to support their fellow Lakers honoree. Wilkes is a California native who starred at UCLA before winning his first NBA championship as a rookie at Golden State. He was a key supporting player on 3 Lakers title-winning teams of the 1980s. Business is slow for the folks trying to sell tickets to Nebraska fans for the Capital One Bowl against 6th-ranked Georgia. The university's ticket office has unloaded less than one-third of its 12,500 ticket allotment for Tuesday's game in Orlando, Florida. Ticket brokers have sold seats for as little as $9, and plenty remain available for well below face value. Expensive airfares and the fact that Nebraska is playing at the same bowl site for the second straight year are factors in keeping Big Red fans at home. Omaha radio sports show host Michael Gray says fans also lost confidence in the Cornhuskers after their 70-31 loss to Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game. DJ Johnson returned an interception 39 yards, and Ryan Buston made a 28-yard field goal as time expired to give Texas Tech a 34-31 comeback victory over Minnesota on Friday night in the Meineke Car Care Bowl. Seth Dagey found Eric Ward on a short pass, and he outran a defender for a 35-yard scoring play to tie it at 31 with just more than a minute remaining. Michael Carter intercepted 2 of Dagey's passes in the fourth quarter before tying the score, but Minnesota couldn't convert either of the turnovers into points. The Red Raiders got their 3rd straight bowl win to wrap up a month that began with Coach Tommy Tuberville's abrupt departure for the job at Cincinnati. Texas Tech has hired Cliff Kingsbury to replace him, but interim coach Chris Thompson led the team against Minnesota. Kingsbury was at the game, watching from a suite. Tyler Tettleton threw for 331 yards and 2 touchdowns, Bo Blankenship scored 4 touchdowns, and Chase Cochran caught 3 passes for 162 yards and a touchdown as Ohio pounded Louisiana Monroe 45-14 at the Independence Bowl. Virginia Tech beat Rutgers 13-10 in the Russell Athletic Bowl thanks to Cody Jurnell's 22-yard field goal on the first possession of overtime. Eric Ward grabbed a game-tying touchdown pass in the final minute before Ryan Buston's 28-yard field goal as the expired gave Texas Tech a 34-31 comeback victory over Minnesota. Last year, the Denver Broncos had plenty of practice fall behind, stay close, go into hurry-up mode late and find some way to pull out a game or send it into overtime with hardly any time left. This year, about the only thing the Broncos are perfecting late in the game is how to line up in victory formation. With a game against the Chiefs coming up on Sunday, odds are against the Broncos finally getting a dose of late-game drama. That means they could very well go into the postseason workout experiencing the stress of needing the make-or-break score. Through 15 games, Peyton Manning and the Broncos haven't faced a single one that has come down to the wire. Baltimore Ravens safety Ed Reed has been fined $55,000 by the NFL for his high hit on the New York Giants' Victor Cruz last weekend. Reed struck the wide receiver in the head and neck area and was penalized for the hit in the game. Carolina quarterback Cam Newton was fined $21,000 for abusive conduct toward a game official and another $10,000 for kicking Oakland's Tommy Kelly after a play was over last weekend. Chicago Bears running back Matt Forte expects to start tomorrow against the Lions despite an ankle injury suffered last week. Forte went through a full practice today and was listed probable for the game at Detroit, which the Bears will need to win if they have any shot at making the playoffs. The NHL says it's made a new contract offer to the players in an attempt to end the lockout and save the season. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly says in a statement yesterday that a comprehensive proposal was made a day earlier, and he's waiting for a response. He adds the league is hopeful that once the union and its negotiating committee review the proposal, they will share it with the players. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN Sports.